one is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com.
I'm here. I'm sorry, we had a technical issue with my headset. There we are. Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're here to empower you. And thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about science, health, and fraud, and how they're all mixed together there, and what that does to your health risk. Also, we're going to be talking about vitamins and drugs, and we'll see how much time we have left for some other things. And, of course, we have the crack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, and I'm lifting them up, and all of us, you and me, and the family dog, the goldfish, everybody in prayer. I'm asking the Lord to help America, to help our leadership, and to guide this nation. So I brought my devotional today, and today is from 2 Corinthians and Galatians 5. 2 Corinthians 5 and Galatians 5. It goes like this: walk by faith, not by sight. And as you take steps in faith, depend on me, and I'll show you how much I can do for you. If you live your life too safely, you'll never know the thrill of seeing me work through you. When I gave you my spirit, I empowered you to live beyond your natural ability and strength. That's why it is so wrong to measure your energy level against the challenges ahead of you. The issue is not your strength, but mine, which is limitless. By walking close to me, you can accomplish my purposes in my strength. Yeah, that's right. If you want some strength, there it is. And I hope you're hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face and minding the time, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quacker, apparently the UN has weighed in on a report, pesticides and herbicides that have gotten into our food supply at a big rate. Each year, I think over a billion tons of this stuff is used just in the United States alone. Worldwide, it's like 5 billion tons of this stuff. This new report from the United Nations suggests that the necessity of these pesticides and herbicides to, you know, get rid of world hunger, according to the report, non-existent. According to Hi Elever, a UN specialist who was involved in the report, he said that these chemicals have nothing to do with hunger. It is a myth. He says using more pesticides has nothing to do with getting rid of hunger. And according to the UN Food and Agricultural Organization, they were able to feed 9 billion people. They're able to feed 9 billion. So the production's up. He says the problem is poverty, inequality, and distribution. That's what the problem is. All right, move along in Quack Report. EPA is under pressure to get rid of fluoride in the water supply. Yep, CDC reports about 2/3 of the population has fluoridated water. And those of us who are on community water systems, you know, then that percentage goes to about 74%. So a coalition of environmental, medical, and health groups, along with the Fluoride Action Network, they're urging the EPA to end the fluoridation of the public water supply. They presented to the EPA this petition featuring 2,500 pages of scientific documentation of fluoride's ill effects on human health. They also point out that, you know, nowhere in law does it say that the government can prescribe a medication or any kind of toxic drug to the masses, and that's what they do when they fluoridate the water. So we'll see how that turns out. And last but not least in the Quack Report, let's see, walnuts may be the key to fighting off prostate cancer. Now, new research from the University of California, Davis, led by some scientists there, nutritionist Paul Davis, actually, studying the health impact of walnuts. They said the fat doesn't drive prostate cancer growth, he said. Walnuts, actually, he says, does the opposite. He says whether it's the nut itself or oil or omega-3 fatty acids, they're responsible for shrinking tumors. So their latest study was published in the Journal of Medicinal Foods. Yeah, that's Hippocrates. Food is your medicine. There you go. So walnuts for the prostate. There you go. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Oh, righty. We're going to be talking about science and health and fraud. You know, as Washington attempts to fix the legislative healthcare system called Obamacare, we find that the U.S. has bigger fish to fry, really. Recently, I reported that 65% of the doctors in the United States are taking drug company bribes. Yep. And this puts patients' health at risk. So the reports that, you know, kind of have been leaking out over the last few years on the unethical practices within medicine are just the tip of the iceberg. I want to tell you, people are not shocked that, you know, politicians are criminals in disguise, but it's difficult for people to kind of wrap their brain around the notion that the healthcare system isn't what it appears to be. I should know. I worked in the halls of medicine in the 1980s and 90s. I, too, was under the impression when I went there, you know, modern medicine, bigger than life, can't do any wrong. Boy, did I get a shock, you know. So let me give you a few examples. What I mean, you know, and this would affect the average person and their trust and safety is going to be forever altered, okay. Let me give you an example, something that shocks you and alters you. The judge that presides over a murder trial, and then after the trial and the robes come off, the judge is a secret serial killer. He never been caught because he knows how to hide evidence. Or how about the obstetrician delivers a baby at the hospital, and later that day on the other side of the hospital corridor, he performs an abortion. So these two professionals are both murderers, and they hide behind the robes of justice. Think about it. It's not what you thought, is it? Not what you thought. All right, so the lines are getting blurred. And when the lines between right and wrong get blurred, we get wicked behavior that is simply, it's simply labeled misconduct. What do you do with that, right? It's such a mild term. Oh, Congress is bribed by lobbyists, and it's tolerated. However, your congressman is not prescribing your medications or doing your surgery. So when Bill Clinton campaigned to be president and it was discovered he was an adulterer, his attitude was people need to separate a man's character from his profession. Well, a man's character influences his decisions and his actions. Well, let's look at some study evidence. Let's get to the meat of this. In October 2012, the Albert Einstein College of Medicine found that most scientific medical studies published as clinical trials and peer review research were evidently wrong. All right. Additionally, their findings concluded that it was willful misconduct and not human error for the illusionary reports. So keep in mind, your doctors read these reports and are supposed to take them at their word, especially the peer review research, which is supposed to be a duplicated study to confirm the first study as being accurate. So the research done by Albert Einstein's College of Medicine was a large study, and it stated that 2/3 of the retracted studies were due to misconduct. So just to be clear, let's not be ambiguous here. What does misconduct mean? Please tell me, what do you think misconduct is? It means fraud. It means plagiarism. It means duplicated publicated fraud. So they're going to publicate the fraud, know it's fraud, going to publish it again kind of fraud. And fraud in scientific studies since 1975 has increased tenfold. Wrap your brain around that. Well, it's quite the bombshell, you know, because you guessed it, the Einstein study shook the research community and the scientific journals. You know, journal editors have known, though, for some time that the research has been sketchy at best, but they need articles to print and they need to be paid, you know, essentially by drug companies, because what they're printing has become an ad for the drug companies. That's basically what it's become. So the Einstein research findings were published in October 2012 in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Well, and there's some hot areas, too, that we need to consider. According to the report, the hot area in research is the biomedical sector. There's high stakes involved here with bribes flowing like Niagara Falls. And the Einstein report used the term perverse incentives. Wrap your brain around it. Come on. So they get scientists to sign on and to fudge the findings. And in many instances, they just made up the data, falsified the data. And the other actions labeled other acts of misconduct in the report. And the research team at Einstein contacted the National Institutes of Health, the Office of Research Integrity, and the RetractionWatch.com folks, which basically they investigate scientific misconduct. And in just the biomedical area, guess what they found? 21% of the information was human error in the reports. 67% fell under misconduct fraud, and 12% was plagiarism. That doesn't leave a whole lot of room for accurate reporting, does it? Right? When you got 100% filling up those categories, where do you go? Well, this is why you see all the ads on TV from law firms saying if you or a loved one was negatively injured by, and they list either a drug or a medical device. What do you want to bet? Those products were part of fraudulent research. And that's why people are hurting. Here's a quote from Aruto Casadevall, MD, Albert Einstein College of Medicine. Casadevall says, what's troubling is that the more skillful the fraud, the less likely it will be discovered. So there are likely more fraudulent papers out there that have not been detected and retracted yet. So with regard to the peer review papers, which are supposed to be from a separate research team that comes in and duplicates the study, they should get the same results. So what they are seeing is an inability to duplicate and get the same findings. So how much money do you think it's going to take these guys to agree with the first study? I'm going to say a lot of money. When this happens and they're supposed to really submit a retraction that they couldn't duplicate the study, they should submit, we regret we have to retract our paper because the work is not reproducible. That's what they should do. However, according to the research team from Einstein, the researchers tried to protect those involved in the first study. They try to protect their reputations. So if they do submit a retraction, it is written usually with very ambiguous terms, not stating a whole lot of anything that happened. Yeah, that's what you get. Well, let's talk about the big fish, because what Dr. Casadevall and his team learned is that journals with the biggest impact in the industry, you know, its influence in the area of science, they had the highest rates of retracted articles. Okay, so, you know, JAMA, British Medical Journal, all those big ones. So the reason you have so many scientists willing to commit fraud in research is because the scientists are rewarded merely for publishing and publishing frequently. Okay, so the truth of the research has really no consequence, because there is really no punishment being handed out. So the scientists get paid. They get grant money. They get prizes. They get promotions. And this furthers their career. So if patients are harmed by fraudulent drug or device studies, they're not accountable. And according to the Einstein report, the number of retractions have skyrocketed after 2005, because that's when funding from the National Institute of Health was limited and the competition was very fierce for the funds. So Dr. Casadevall, he's optimistic, okay? He said that fraud is not systemic, but it involved 38 labs out of the thousands that handle a lot of these studies. Oh, he's more optimistic than I am. Well, and then, you know, gender fraud came into play, you know, because in January 2013, Dr. Kazadevall and his team at Albert Einstein College of Medicine, they noticed that male scientists are more likely to commit scientific fraud than the females. He also noticed that at every level within science, fraud is a problem from the lab trainee to the senior faculty member. Right? So you can't blame it on the newbie. Can't do that. Science has a serious issue with ethics. That's what it's got. Here's a quote from Dr. Kazadevall. He said, "The fact that misconduct occurs across all stages of career development suggests that attention to ethical aspects of scientific conduct should not be limited to those in training, which is the current practice. So right now we target trainees for ethics training, then we don't do anything after they're hired." End of quote. Yeah. Okay. So Dr. Kazadevall wanted to find out why. Why were the male scientists overrepresented in cases of fraud compared to females? He suspects that the males are more apt to misconduct because, you know, they're driven more, they're more competitive by nature. They're risk takers. Men take more risks than women do, and fraud is a risk. So the economics also factor into fraud scenarios, too, where the bigger the lab, the more funds needed to run, you know, more grant money that it needs. So this setup is really encouraging scientists to cheat. Think about it. Right? Well, there's no checks and balances, apparently. Well, there are, but they're not working. Well, let's talk about the jailbirds for a sec. According to watchdog Ivan Orensky and Adam Marcus, they reported in August 2016 that in the past 10 years, only three scientists in the United States went to jail for research fraud or, quote, misconduct. So apparently, fabricating data in research that could affect millions of people's lives is starting to get noticed. And when asked, the public is basically in favor of stiffer penalties, including prison terms for those scientists that commit fraud. So when people break the law and falsify results on taxpayer government-funded studies, there should be some consequences, right? The problem, according to Orensky and Marcus, is the legal system views, quote, scientific misconduct as a victimless crime. So you can't prosecute unless there's an injured party. So what is the public supposed to do? Take your index finger and shake it at the scientists and say, shame on you? Well, a lot of good that's going to do. But where some scientists have gone to jail, it's because they were taking government money under false pretenses. That's when they went to jail. The government doesn't like it. They were financially injured, see? And that's where they got them. Well, this is all about morals, basically. A survey that appeared in Science and Engineering Ethics, it was done by the University of Albany. It showed that out of 1,800 people surveyed in the United States, 90% of them thought that fabricating scientific data was morally repugnant. So the same people recommended that such scientists be blacklisted, prevented from teaching, and banned from government-funded research. Others preferred to sentence them behind bars rather than to fine them or give them probation. So the results show that Americans feel that data fraud should be criminalized, and scientists that perpetrate the fraud should be incarcerated. For those who think that it's too harsh a punishment to ask, well, then I ask you this. What will we do if we can't trust scientists? We have what we have is not just an ethical lapse of judgment to think about. We have to consider who the research will touch down the road and how it will impact them. We have more artificial intelligence and robots now coming into the healthcare segment. And if they get their hands on faulty data and then go to the operating room, what then? You know, what then? Blame it on the robot? I don't know. My brain goes there. I just, you know. So we need to just be aware. That's what we need to do, because we have to be aware that the system has these flaws that can have a huge impact on our lives. So you want to investigate all your procedures, all your treatments that are recommended to you. We have to be our own doctors as much as possible to reduce the risks associated with scientific medicine. So if you would like to learn more how you can remove toxins, boost your immune system, wean off of drugs, lower your blood pressure, improve vision, and a whole lot more, well then, call Apothecary Herbs. They offer these certified organic whole food herb formulas that will empower you. So give them a call. The Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com is where your healthcare options just became endless. Great tools, information, success. That's how it goes. Herbs are here for the service of man and for the healing of the nations. God said that, and he can't lie. Oh, don't forget, March is National Nutrition Month, and you're going to save 10% on the Vitamin, Mineral, Amino Acid, Protein, Herbal Body Foundation Food Mix while supplies last. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com. They got a neat little banner on the homepage. You just click on it, and it'll take you right to the page. So check that out. Body Foundation Food Mix. Supercharge your system with nutrition, because if you cleanse and nourish the body, you know, get the toxins out that cause stumbling blocks for the body on a cellular level where disease can take advantage. If you get that out of there and you put in super nutrition for regeneration, well, guess what? Body's just going to love you. Just going to love you, love you, because it has the building blocks to do the job. Cleanse and nourish. It's huge. Huge, huge impact, but it's simple to do. I know. It's just economical and simple. I know. I'm bumping up to a break. If you're on thepowerherbs.com, don't forget, sign up for the newsletters. They are free. No subscription, and you'll get information each and every week. Health Quest goes out on Friday, and if you want the American Survival, that goes out on Tuesdays. So you can sign up for free. Just click on books and newsletters at thepowerherbs.com. And sign up today. Got to have email. Got to have email to have that. Okay. Yeah, we don't mail out a hard copy. Sorry. It's all the technology of the day. It's email. That's it. That's where it goes. Well, I got to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about vitamins and drugs. Get a lot of those questions each and every week. So we're going to talk about that. And if we get some time, maybe we'll talk about, I don't know, red clover or summertime toxins. What do you think? We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins,
best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
"007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're going to talk about vitamins and drugs. You know, I get calls all the time from people, you know, can I take such and such with such and such? And, you know, are your vitamins real nutrients? That's the first thing you want to figure out. Or are they petrochemicals? And that means they're a drug. I kind of wish I had a dollar for every time a person, you know, asks me my opinion on their supplements they're taking. I don't mind it. No, don't take me wrong. Don't get a wrong impression here. A lot of people just don't know, you know. They don't know if this is a good thing that they're taking. And so they'll call me up and they'll say, hey, what do you think? So many folks are learning that having natural on the label doesn't always mean the product is natural. So we're going to be spending a lot of money on counterfeit supplements out there unless we do our homework and figure things out. So you know what? Vitamins are kind of, you know, a modern day thing. In 1912, the term vitamin was coined from the Latin vita, meaning life, and amine, found out to be a prominent chemical in foods. Later, research determined that not all amine chemicals in foods promoted growth, so the E was dropped at the end of the term, and it became vitamin. And so I guess calling nutrients that preserve health life chemicals was not as trendy a term, so they went with vitamin. All right, so you got to look and see what the FDA is saying about stuff, because what does the FDA say about labels using, you know, the words natural? And you can read about it on their website. They have a little paragraph up there. It says, from a food science perspective, it is difficult to define a food product that is natural because the food is probably been processed and is no longer the product of the earth. With that said, the FDA has not developed a definition for use of the term natural or its derivatives. However, the agency has not objected to the use of the term if the food does not contain added colors or artificial flavors or synthetic substances. So it looks like there's some confusion on what is natural from the scientific perspective. Actually, defining what is natural is pretty simple. It is a whole food source. So it can be, you know, a conventional food source, or it could be an organically grown food source. But it should be whole food. Hopefully, you know, you go organic because it has less, you know, pesticides and herbicides that could have been on the product. No alterations of the nutrients is what I'm getting at. That's what natural is. So are the supplements a natural food source, or is it a drug? Well, according to the FDA and their current law, it says the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act defines dietary supplements as food. And one way to distinguish dietary supplements from conventional foods is by looking at the nutrition information on the label. And conventional foods must have nutritional facts on its panel, but dietary supplements must have a supplement facts panel. So that's their food law, labeling food law thing going on. So what is really in your supplement, though? You know, if you look at your container, a lot of people can't even pronounce the ingredients. You know, they're all chemicals strung along, separated by a comma. And I've talked with consumers about how they can identify a quality supplement before, and constant questions of concerns to consumers keep cropping up. And what I did is I posted some of those basic helpful guidelines on how you can identify a good supplement from a bad supplement. It's on our website at thepowerherbs.com. And you could just go under healthy guidelines and check that out. Recently, Natural News had a report that said there are some surprising ingredients that are considered in the industry as natural. So you can read, a lot of people are posting stuff like that, so you can educate yourself on what's whole food and natural and what's not. Consumers can have a hard time distinguishing natural from synthetic. They don't understand filler ingredients in their supplements. So, There's a report that you can find where it lists various chemicals and preservatives and even petrochemicals that are called natural that are included in a lot of vitamin products. You can search that online. Let me just give you a few highlights. Most common supplement brands can include sodium benzoate or BHT, and they use that to keep the product fresh However, it's detrimental to human health because it can cause cancer and even damage DNA. That's scientifically proven. Also, a lot of products use substandard ingredients. So it'll be chemicals, and then they'll add a counter chemical to reduce any germ count, mold, or whatever. So they'll use things like curic sulfate or boric acid, which are known also to damage DNA. They'll also, making the pills, you know, to make them go down easy so they don't stick in your esophagus, or to make them so that they don't crumble apart so they stick together, they'll add stearic acid in it. And it's the same ingredient in soap or in lubricants. And what it is a synthetic ingredient, and it does contain often pesticides. They also want to mask the flavor of a lot of these ingredients that have strong chemical aftertaste or just have a really bad taste all around. So they'll flavor them and they'll sweeten them. And oftentimes they'll add melodroxetrin, okay? And no surprise, a lot of the filler ingredients that they use will have some component of corn in it. It's a modified corn starch, which is really a GMO product now. And they'll also sometimes they'll add hydrogenated oils to commercial supplements that. As you know, you've been reading about that, negatively can affect your health. And another ingredient that makes your vitamin pill seem better is it will have a potassium chloride, which, you know, it's been a problem. They think it creates digestive ulcers and circulation issues. So those things and others, and I've mentioned it numerous times that anybody can really get in the supplement industry. The FDA actually has supplement monographs, which are really FDA-approved recipes for supplements, and you won't even have to get the product approved through the FDA if you follow their recipe for a supplement, and you can get it on the market and distributed and whatever. So you have to be careful on that, because the monographs aren't, in my opinion, not very healthy. So let's talk about extracts for a little bit as a supplement form, because a lot of people ask about those, you know, and I tell people, you know, tea is going to be your weakest. It's an infusion, and then your capsules and tablets, a little bit more potent, and then your strongest potency is going to be your extracts, also known as tinctures. So if your supplement is a liquid extract, you still want to have the basic concern as you would with the pill form supplements. You want to know about the quality. You want to know about the manufacturing that went into it, because that has an impact on the potency and whether it's going to help you. So quality ingredients are important when they go into the supplement. Whole food supplement sources tend to be heat sensitive. And a lot of supplement companies will kind of cheat or hasten the process to speed things along to get them on the shelves. And when they cut corners, they create friction and heat in the processing. And it's called a forced extraction when we're talking about the extracts. So when they do that, it produces an inferior end product. And so it will diminish the nutritional power and the impact it will have helping you. So when you purchase a bunch of that kind of stuff, you're going to have to take a lot more of it to see any benefit. I kind of give people that Special K commercial scenario where you got one bowl of Special K and then you got 14 bowls of shredded wheat. Well, when you're using a forced extracted product, it's the shredded wheat side. Okay, that give you a clue. So when you purchase a high-quality extract, it will provide a superior, more efficient delivery system of nutrition. It'll have a longer shelf life. It won't have the fillers in it and the artificial sweeteners and flavorings. and that you often find in your other supplement products. Well, let's talk about a whole food source, because when it comes to your vitamins, the moral of the story is to make sure that they're made from whole food ingredients, which are not cooked or processed without heat. So if you see a list of chemicals on your label, basically it's petrochemicals. It's just isolated elements that may have been taken from a natural source at one time, but so many of them now are synthetic copycats. So a majority of your list of chemicals on your label, pharmaceutical companies make a lot of supplement products now. One a day, Centrum, for instance, those type of products are made by supplement companies, and they're made in the same factories they make prescription drugs in. So one a day, Bayer makes one a day, Pfizer makes Centrum, and the small mom and pop companies have been bought out by NBTY Inc. Brands like Nature's Bounty, Vitamin World, Puritan's Pride, and Sundown, they all started out as small mom and pops, pretty good stuff, and now they're bought out by this big conglomerate. So Unilever, Novartis, GlaxoSmithKline, and other drug companies are all moving into the supplement market. So the bigger companies don't always make better vitamins. So they are more; they have more overhead. They have to look to reduce costs. And according to Jana Hildreth of the Analytical Research Collective, this is a group of scientists who advocate supplement testing, they say the big companies push suppliers to offer lower prices on their bulk ingredients, and the lower price often corresponds with lower quality. I can attest to that, telling you, right? Yeah, after 17 years, I can say that is the straight-up truth. So most, if not all, of your pharmaceutical giants obtain their ingredients from overseas because they're cheaper. So according to Dr. Mercola, most vitamin C and synthetic supplement ingredients are made overseas in China. And realizing that half of all Americans take supplements, you begin to understand why big business wants to dominate this market. All right, so we are a small family-based company, Apothecary Herbs, been making the whole food herbal tinctures and powders for 17 years. And we make the tinctures like they made them hundreds of years ago, almost like a winery. It's like a process, and you can't rush the aging process. So I often tell people, well, you press grapes today, you got grape juice, you let it age, you got wine. So when you're making your herbal tinctures, there's this natural aging process that has to happen. And you give the photoalkaloid components of your plant the time to transfer into the liquid catalyst. Okay, this is without heat, without forcing it with extraction, heat extraction. Okay, and it just makes just a beautiful life-sourced product. A lot of our products have been looked at by light spectrometers. People have looked at them under all kinds of equipment, and it has good suspension. And, you know, real living things have a kind of a halo of light radiant force around it. And our products have that at Apothecary Herbs because we don't take away anything that God put in that plant, see. They all work together, those buffer alkaloids with the stronger ones, and you got to take them all, or it's not going to work right. And that is the very reason why pharmaceutical products cause side effects, because they isolate chemicals and they patent it, but they leave behind all the necessary nutrition that helps the body metabolize that strong chemical properly. So you don't want preservatives, you don't want fillers, you don't want synthetic ingredients. The pharmaceutical companies are doing that. See, so the only thing modern about Apothecary Herbs, I guess, is the internet. You know, we kind of do things the old-fashioned way. But we make a professional strength product, and that's why, you know, a lot of naturopaths and chiropractors gravitate to us, and internal medicine guys, you know, integrative medicine. And so they just, you know, it's just it's a whole new ball game when you get a supplement that has life in it. Think about that. Think about it. It's not dead. It's living. It's got life in it. It's gonna transfer all that to your cells and help your cells regenerate, help your cells detoxify, you know? And that is the beauty of it, because that has nothing to do with me personally or Apothecary Herbs. That's God, see? That's his deal. He gets all the glory when we talk about stuff like that. So if you're looking for products that are professional strength, naturally aged, cold pressed, deliver potency, then you do want to look at our product catalog for sure. And we send one out to you. By the way, we had a little backlog of catalogs at Apothecary Herbs. We ran out temporarily, but we have more on the way. So there's like a 10-day delay in getting a catalog to you. I apologize for that. We didn't realize we would go through so many catalogs so quickly the last half of 2016. So we've ordered more, and they are on the way. And so if you've asked for one, we have you on the list, so don't worry. And we will send one out to you as soon as they come in, as soon as they arrive. They are due to arrive next week, so we'll get them in the mail to you as soon as we can. So if you're on the powerherbs.com website and you're saying, I want a catalog, do request one, because we will send it to you. And or you can call if you want to call and order or ask questions. The number is 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. Okay, we got a few minutes, and I mean just a few, because this hour just flew by. But we're going to talk about red clover a little bit, because people ask me, what is that good for? I hear that several times a year. We have it in a couple of our formulas, including the blood cleanser and including the heart formula. And red clover has a very long history of having medicinal use. And in fact, pharmaceutical companies have looked at red clover, kind of jealous of it, really. Red clover is one of the oldest agricultural crops. It has a 100-year-old track record of treating cancer, which is still somewhat controversial by health authorities. The Greeks, the Romans, the Celts, they all used red clover, some of it for religious reasons, but most of it for medicinal. The Romans liked red clover. The Irish, it was used in the Middle Ages, red clover. Blossoms were used also by the Chinese. They used it in their medicine. They made herbal expectorants with it. Russian folk medicine actually used red clover for the treatment of asthma. So it was used by cultures all over the world, sometimes for things like topical salves for skin sores or eye infections. But down through the centuries, red clover gained other uses. It was found out it helped with inflammation, was a diuretic, somewhat of a sedative, a cough suppressant, cancer remedy, and also it's a blood purifier. So in the 19th century, naturopaths adapted red clover to use for things like pertussis or the whooping cough, and it was also used with thyme herb to calm the cough. So red clover and thyme. Red clover also seemed to have an ability to soothe. It was listed in the King's American Dispensary of 1898 as an excellent herb to use for congestive type conditions like coughs, bronchitis, tuberculosis, croup. So the naturopaths endorsed the red clover as an effective agent against even serious problems like cancer. So it was an ingredient actually in the Henry Hoxsey's cancer treatment. Remember that? Later in the 20th century, it was in a popular ingredient. It was in patented medicines called Trilyrium compounds, and it treated skin issues. It helped with things like syphilis and TB. So red clover was in the national formulary, which was the pharmacist reference in the United States until 1946. Yeah, and then they started making synthetic stuff. So, but yeah, and that's the thing I mentioned. If herbs were so weak and nothing according to medicine, why did they use them initially to make drugs with? Is a question. And why are they digging up, you know, old manuscripts to learn about what they used thousands of years ago to see if they can't create something new? So today, most naturopaths, if they're going to use red clover, they'll use it externally for skin conditions like eczema, psoriasis. If they use it internally, they'll use it for things like menopause or digestion or respiratory conditions. But a few enlightened healers will use red clover for the blood purification element in it. And blood brings healing. And if you have cancer, you know, you could figure that out. The FDA isn't worried about you using red clover. They have red clover listed as on their safe list with no side effects. They claim the red clover has no medicinal value, which is really the opposite. It has a lot of medicinal value, but they're not supposed to know that. So a lot of studies support red clover, and it has a benefit. Red clover, you know, a lot of people, you know, they don't want it in their yard, that's for sure. They'll spray it with Roundup for sure. But Dr. Jonathan Hartwell conducted some research. He discovered red clover has been used by 33 different cultures for cancer, and it's prompted a lot of research. And he reported that red clover had 4 anti-tumor compounds and 2 phytoestrogen compounds. So you don't want to use red clover if you have an estrogen-dependent cancer. Okay, that's a problem. So you don't want to do that. Same thing with the male herbs that promote hormone production in the body. It's not a hormone replacement thing at all. It's just nutrition that makes the endocrine system produce more hormone. But if you have a hormone-dependent cancer, that's not good. So you got to know that. So if you're looking for red clover, you'll find it in, like I said, the blood cleanser and the heart formula. So, and those are at thepowerherbs.com. So you can look under the organ cleanse tab or the cardio tab if you're looking for those formulas. And as always, you'll see the ingredient list there, and you also see the counter regulatory listing, making you aware if you're taking certain drugs, these herbs may not interact very well. So trying to educate you as well with the herbs so that you are aware and you know what you're doing. I want you to be safe out there, safe, safe. So if you're looking for the herbal liquids and the powders, which are water-soluble and they're in the system in 60 seconds working, I like that better than pills that you have to digest, takes a couple hours to work. So if you want some fast-acting stuff, then you want to do the liquids and the powders. And they have a better shelf life, and they have no fillers or preservative stuff in it. So contact the folks at Apothecary Herbs and ask for the catalog, and we'll get that to you. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277, 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Check it out there. Sign up for the newsletters while you're there. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.